Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Ever feel like you're getting pummeled by life? Like a rogue wave just knocked you off your surfboard and you're sputtering out there, trying to catch your breath. You know that feeling. Well, we've all been there. The world throws curveballs, right? Bad news cycles, unexpected setbacks, personal struggles, it's enough to make even the most sound like a monos want to pull the covers over their heads and call it a day. But here's the thing. Life isn't about avoiding those tough moments. It's about how we navigate them. Today, we're diving into something crucial, staying positive in the face of adversity. Because trust me, it's not about forcing a smile when things are rough. It's about finding that inner strength, that stoic resilience, to keep moving forward even when life throws its best or worst punches. Alright, let's get into some key takeaways, actionable wisdom you can use right now. First up, reframe your perspective. Ever hear the saying, it could be worse? Sounds cheesy, right? But seriously, take a moment to acknowledge the good things in your life, even amidst the storm. Maybe it's a loving family, a good friend, or simply a roof over your head. Shifting your focus even slightly can make a world of difference. Second, control what you can. There are plenty of things in life we can't control: traffic jams, the weather, other people's actions. But we can control our reactions to those things. Instead of getting bogged down by what's out of your hands, focus on your own thoughts and actions. Remember that old adage, don't sweat the small stuff. There to embrace challenges as opportunities. Think of setbacks like stepping stones. They might feel rough underfoot, but they lead you to high ground. Every obstacle you overcome builds resilience, teaches you something new, and ultimately makes you stronger. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few moments each day to be grateful for the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a good laugh, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude shifts your mindset from what's lacking to what's abundant, and that positive energy is contagious. Lastly, remember you're not alone. We all face adversity at some point. Connect with loved ones, find a supportive community, or even reach out to a therapist if you need someone to talk to. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into building her own business. After months of tireless work, she finally launched her product only to have it fall flat. The initial excitement turned into crushing disappointment. She felt lost, defeated, ready to throw in the towel. But then she took a step back. Sarah remembered all the support she had from friends and family, reminding herself that failure was just a detour, not the end of the road. She started analyzing what went wrong, learning from her mistakes, and brainstorming new strategies. Slowly but surely, she rebuilt her confidence, refocused her efforts, and ultimately launched an even better version of her product. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that adversity doesn't define us, it shapes us. By reframing our perspectives, controlling what we can, embracing challenges as opportunities, practicing gratitude, and remembering that we're not alone, we can navigate life's storms with resilience and emerge stronger on the other side. So, my friends, let's take these insights to heart. Remember, staying positive doesn't mean ignoring the tough times. It means choosing to focus on what we can control, finding strength in our struggles, and remembering that even amidst adversity, there is always hope for a brighter tomorrow. Now go out there, face your challenges head on, and keep that stoic edge razor sharp. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little inspiration today. Leave us a review, let us know what resonates with you, and join the conversation on social media. Until tomorrow, stay grounded. Stay positive and keep edging forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.